Should the government get into the birth control business? 1-877-727-7746. Bottom line is, like, cut them off after two kids. Now, you can have more than two kids. You just can't receive assistance for anything above two kids. I don't know how y'all feel about that.
I think that's a great idea.
It'll never happen.
You can. It's not saying you can't have the kids, but you just don't get assistance for two. Why not?
The problem is that the child is here. So if you cut them off at two and they have five, there's a chance you may have three starving
kids. No, if you
kids.
Have two children and they let you know from the get that we don't provide service for a third or fourth or fifth, you think that might deter someone from saying, okay, let me just go ahead and start planning my pregnancy.
So what happens, though, if she has two more kids?
You got to find other ways to make
ends meet. She might decide to get an extra job.
But the child suffers there. The child becomes the loser.
I hate to see the children suffer, but there has to be some more responsible decisions, according to some people. I don't know. 1-877-PARSHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
Tracy, your comment, sweetheart.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Why can't the government just put a cap on it? I mean, they're bankrupting themselves. I mean, just put a cap on it. I'm sorry you've had five kids. We cannot even insure any more of your kids, because not only is it about the food stamps, it's about the free medical benefits that they get. Just cut them off. I mean, as bad as it sounds, it is what it is, because the flip side is they're just going to keep playing the game to get more money.
Now, of course, you have to grandfather this in if you're going to do it. I don't think that people that have more than two kids right now should be punished for that. But if they bring in a law that basically says, hey, there's a cap, I think there'll be a lot of people that are kind of rethink, you know, their plans on having children. Good morning. Hello.
Tweet, tweet.
Go ahead, Freitas.
Let's see. St. Facetia says that has to be a state decision, but no, because you can't force the hand of someone when it comes to their body. But you're not really forcing their hand or their body. You're just saying, if you decide you want to have more, here's what happens.
Mm, exactly. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yeah, I agree. I have a coworker that's from Germany, and she said that over in Germany, you can only be on public assistance for 2 years, period, in your lifetime. Mm. And you got to go back to school. They teach you a new trade. And on top of that, you can only you can have a whole lot of kids, but say, like, if they have deformities or something, she said the social worker would
No, you're breaking up.
Hey, good. Black James Romney says in Indiana, you stop getting increases after three children.
Hmm. So they leave it up to the states. Good morning. Hello.
Yes. I feel that there should be some kind of cap on pregnancy, because there are a lot of parents out here that's irresponsible, and it makes it bad for people like me that are responsible for the most part. Mm-hmm. People get divorces and stuff every day, but there are a lot of people that are abusing the system, and then people see that and they assume, like, if you have so many kids that you're abusing the system. I have to correct people real quick. Like, no, I got my education. Don't even get it twisted.
Let's go to the next line. I appreciate your phone call. Good morning. Yeah. Hello. Yes, your comment, please.
Yes. My comment is, there's a lot of people that do take advantage of the system. Me and my husband, it was a mine, yours, and ours situation. Mm-hmm. And we ended up with 12 children. My husband is over-the-road truck driver. I'm a CNA, and we don't get any government assistance at all.
Wow.
Not even down to medical.
Well, you see, you know, I think there is a problem, though. Suppose, like, a young lady is married, and she has five children, and they get a divorce. You know, there's got to be the program's got to be able to cover those kids, because mm-hmm. it's not any fault of their own. But I think what this person I was talking to the other day was basically saying is that people that are, like, constantly not trying to upgrade themselves and constantly having children and, you know, pretty much gaming the system, there's no incentive to go out and work, especially if I have another child, I will receive a little bit more assistance.
Tweet, tweet.
Go ahead.
The Real C Book says, so we can get in Syria's business, Iraq's business, Egypt's, and everybody else's, but we always have issues helping our own.
Okay. 1-877-PARSHOW. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
Yes.
Oh, lost you. Let's try the next one. Phone line's going nuts. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Your comment, please.
I don't think that, you know, it's really necessary to have a cap, because I think they already do. You know, like you said, they keep having babies for this little bit of money. But I have a girlfriend who has, like, 10 kids. And at whatever point, you know, they don't give you more money for, you know, the children, but then they start getting SSI and other benefits because, you know, something's wrong with the child or this, that, the third. So, you know, I mean, they're still getting the benefits, like I said, and after you have so many, I think it is a cap because you don't get but $1, $10, you know, so, I mean, they're going to do what they want to do regardless.
Gotcha. All right, appreciate your phone call. 1-877-PAR-SHOW, hello.
Good morning. I like to comment.
Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Tracy from Richmond, Virginia. Damn right, they should be court ordered to stop having children. I'm a teacher in the local school system, and we have parents that have 8, 9, 10 children, and they're stair-stepped back to back. They are not doing anything to try to improve their situation or themselves, meaning parenting classes or furthering their education or job training, job skills. Damn right they should be court ordered to stop having them because you are at home all day. They do not come to any parent meetings, no volunteering, no PTA, nothing to better the situation. And the sad part is, a lot of the money that they do receive doesn't even go to the children. They're the ones in the grocery store with the food stamps buying the steak and the lobsters for them and the boyfriend to get high during the day while the kids are in school.
Well, you don't know that for sure. Wait a minute. How do you know? I mean, I hear you. I hear the, you know, the emotion in your...
But it is a possibility, though, Fritas.
I mean, I hear it, but I'm just saying, you can't.
Baby,
but
that lobster, good. You got any loud?
He said any loud.
Turn
Who
up.
Got butter?
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, my name is Ryan, and kind of nervous. So anyway.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I think the whole system needs to be overhauled, and it's pretty, it's not simple, but it needs to be just like welfare for work. Every government program needs to have work tied to it.
Yeah. Right.
And I know
volunteering,
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, I know we're short on jobs in America, but put community centers in every community around the United States because
let me jump in real quick because I appreciate your phone call. There are jobs, y'all. There are jobs. There are just a lot of jobs that people don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
But what about making a parent volunteer at the school? What about saying if you get this, then you have to volunteer at the school. You have to give 20 hours a week. You have to do
this. There are a lot of jobs that require an education also that are available that they can't even fill at some of these companies. So I'm really all for educating these folks that are in this predicament and giving them a skill so they can get out and fend for themselves.
Right.
But, you know, there are jobs, y'all. Don't believe that hype that there are no jobs. They're out there. Just that some of us don't qualify for them. That's the problem. All right. Appreciate your phone call.